Podcast by Kelly Cordes, January 8th, 2011. Like the old bull. Okay, the joke I linked to. Here goes. So there's this wise old bull and an eager young bull standing atop a gorgeous hillside looking down at a herd of pretty cows. And the young bull goes, Hey, Dad, let's run down and fuck one of them cows. No, son, the old bull says. Let us walk down and enjoy them all. Confused? Well, you see, the old bull was telling the young bull that... confused on what I linked from. It's linked on my next blog post on Patagonia's blog. It comes out on Monday, I think, where I mostly write these days and where, in spite of me, they have standards. In respect for those standards, I figured that joke might be a bit inappropriate. Subbing in make sweet love to just didn't have the same effect. The post is my latest in a multi-part series on this aging bullshit. I hate how everyone uses it as such an excuse. Yeah, stand around the water cooler and say, well, you did hit, insert your most recent decade. And every time you or someone else says it, it reinforces itself and, well, let's just shovel down another bag of Cheetos. My recent spate of injuries prompted the aging series. I haven't written much about it here on my personal blog, but in mid-October, I destroyed my shoulder. It's hard for me to reconcile. I mean, the broken leg was a total fluke. My smashed face and head this summer are the same. Sure, I should have worn a helmet, but I'd have still ended up with stitches in my face. And who in the hell does that to themselves on a wildly overhanging sport climb anyway? And my shoulder? Well, initially, Dr. Hackett, a phenomenal surgeon in all regards, from taking his time and explaining to his world-renowned skills to his and his staff's emphasis on rehab, he called it a perfect storm. After being in there, however, and seeing the carnage that had to have come from years and years, he called it a time bomb. Damn, I've been in denial for a long time. It's true that parts wear out, and I'm an idiot because I've often ignored the fact that with each passing year of my hammerhead mentality, I reinforce bad habits, improper movement patterns, strength and flexibility imbalances, and lead myself closer to injury. Harsh realities later, with perhaps some bad luck, I'm catching on, refocusing on total body maintenance. Gotta milk as many miles as I can, and I'm grateful for the memories and experiences those years of wear and tear and destruction have brought me. Far better than having let my dreams pass me by, sporting a beer gut and bitching about my age. I suppose we all bring some things upon ourselves. A month has passed since surgery, and this week I got out of my shoulder sling and began physical therapy. Very gently. PT hurts like a bitch, and I'm psyched on it, and I'm finally feeling non-psychotic again. I've had enough of this. It's gotten way old. Even with the injury cliche that people tell you and that I've told to others, you can use this time to focus on things you don't normally do. Fuck that. I want to climb. It strikes me more than ever how climbing and physical activity outdoors keeps me sane and keeps me happy. And damn, with my leg, I can't run. With my shoulder, I can't ski or bike. This round has been rough, and I haven't had nearly the positive attitude I had when I shattered my leg. Besides, the major repair with my shoulder, rotator cuff, labrum, and joint capsule surgery altogether worked me hard. Not just the pain and immobility, but this last month of constantly disrupted sleep, the night pain phenomenon, and those motherfucking evil opiate painkiller drugs. I'm done with them. No mas. They seem to work for me at first, and then after a while they just make me dark and psychotic, inducing nightmares and hallucinations, making me think I'm losing my mind. I stopped taking them during daytime hours maybe 2 weeks post-op, but the pain-induced sleep deprivation made me like a zombie, so I'd take one or two at night, but I think it created a double whammy. Still lousy sleep, which makes you crazy, and then some sort of opioid buildup, which makes you crazy. I felt poisoned. Earlier this week, I decided that a little night pain is the lesser of the evils, and finally I'm clear-headed again and even starting to get some decent sleep. Anyway, time for another round of shoulder exercises. Slowly, gently, rehabbing the shoulder, thinking ahead towards spring and those delicious days of walking into the hills, maybe now with a little bit more wisdom, maybe a little bit more like that old bull.